a student of ours booked a co-star in a different episode. And then that was kind of the first seeing our students actually like, whoa, they're in a Netflix show. And now there's more success stories like that. Get just more students are auditioning, getting the chance to try out for all these amazing films. And that's really cool. Getting more and more contacts with different casting directors and the casting directors are so great. They really want this to happen. They feel the need as well. And they're reaching out to organizations like Spectrum Laboratory to try to make more authentically casting in their projects.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Gilda Evans, bringing you the Autism Resource Podcast. This podcast and the ARP website are your one-stop knowledge and resource space for autism and much more. I'm pleased to have Jason Weisbro join me as my guest today. Jason has a bachelor's degree in directing and acting for film and theater, and has directed, produced, written, edited, and starred in many films, television shows, web series, commercials, and theater productions. Jason became involved with the neurodiverse and autism community over 15 years ago. Many neurodivergent and autistic artists told Jason they wanted to work in entertainment, and this inspired Jason and his colleague, Garth Herberg, to create Spectrum Laboratory. Welcome, Jason, and thanks so much for taking the time to join me and discuss the work that you do today.
Well, thank you, Gilda. I'm happy to be here.
So to begin with, tell me, how did it ignite? What was that first spark?
The first spark was really Garth and I both come from creative backgrounds. I was a filmmaker in the whole Hollywood machine for most of my life, since a teenager, acting and producing and making short films. And Garth is in bands and scoring for films and composing music. And we both have known each other since high school, actually. Like, we've known each other as two boys in the Valley in Los Angeles. My best friend was his younger brother was Garth's best friend. So like, we just knew each other for a long time. And we both were working. Garth was teaching over at a Bridges Academy, a school. And I'd been working for some nonprofits and working with a lot of autistic artists in the community for over 10 years, when Garth and I just kind of looked at each other and realized in Los Angeles, there is not a lot of programs, which interestingly enough, in Los Angeles of all places, to actually produce great content with these artists that can get them agents or managers or get their music online to be sold and distributed. And a lot of these autistic and neurodivergent talented folks that we started to get to know over the years, them and their parents were all saying how their big passion was to break into the entertainment industry. So Garth and I just kind of put our heads together and started with one class with six students. And it was kind of a film and music class, combined class. And that was in January of 2015. And so the spark was really about creating cool content and getting our artists out there and heard. And our big motto for Spectrum Laboratory is "Let us be heard." And so that was the spark, was just seeing the need of how many amazingly talented folks we were like meeting wanted to break into the industry. So Garth and I took our professional creative knowledge of the industry and have mentored and taught our students. And now we've got over 13 programs, 13 different classes, and we're running almost every day of the week and have so many different types of programs in acting, filmmaking, music, animation, art and design, voiceover acting, and just have so many different classes that we're offering. And we've seen some great success from some of our artists getting parts in TV shows and getting cast in movies and our music being used on shows like Sesame Street. And so the dream is starting to become a reality, and it's really exciting.
Oh, that's just amazing, really. So if you were to encapsulate your mission or your mission statement, what would it be?
It's empowering and educating our artists to learn how to be successful within the entertainment industry. So whether or not they have a love for acting or music, whatever it is. We meet every artist at their level, at their ability, what they want to do. And then we work with them to try to see what talent they are the most comfortable and passionate with that we could see an avenue into getting them some work in the industry. And that can be with all abilities. A lot of people look at our website and think, oh, my son or my daughter or my child is not that talented or not that creative or can't break in like that. And we've proven a lot of parents wrong. So,
Well, good for you. I like to hear that. So then tell me about some of the successes you've had and what's one of your favorite Spec Lab moments?
oh man, so many. That people have asked me that before, and I'm like, my brain gets racked because there's so many amazing Spec Lab moments. Like we just had a huge show last night, and I was laughing and crying and dancing, and it was so fun to see all of our artists. We have live bands now. We have three spec bands, and they did Love Shack last night, and watching our students get up there and play Love Shack and dance and sing. So all the live events of watching our students perform live to music and sing, and that's really a lot of fun. But for me personally, my favorite Spec Labs artistic achievement is a short film we made called Boys Don't Wear Dresses, which I created with one of our students, Alani Shorin, who is a transgender autistic filmmaker. She loves writing, she loves acting. And I've known Alani for almost 20 years now, which is crazy to think about. But we wrote a film about Alani based on Alani's transition from Lenny's transition from being gay to being transgender, and talking about what it's like being autistic and transgender and coming out to your community and really the support. And it's a PG film and it's based on Cinderella. And it's just this heartfelt story that really, really like beautifully melts with our mission of expressing and making creative, amazing content and getting some really cool guest stars to be in there. Alexandra Billings being in the film, who's just an amazing, amazing woman for the trans community. She's just incredible. And then Tom Kenny, who's the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants, was in the movie. And we even got Carol Kane from Princess Bride and Taxi to be the narrator of the film. And then, so besides those three celebrity cameos, everybody else in the film was in Spectrum Laboratory. They were all artists, actors, and it went to film festivals and won a bunch of awards. So for me, creatively, that was a huge artistic achievement with Spec Lab. So instead of it being a moment, that's kind of the project for me. So you can see Boys Don't Wear Dresses on our Spectrum Laboratories YouTube page. And I forgot the other question.
Well, I have not seen that film yet, and I am definitely going to check it out. It just sounds incredible. And it's funny, but a lot of people don't realize that there is a much higher percentage in the neurodiverse community among those who are neurodivergent of transgender, queer, non-binary,
The
all
two
of
spectrum.
that.
There's the autism spectrum, and there's the LGBTQ plus spectrum, and there's a lot of crossover, and a lot of our artists identify in both. And that's something I learned through the process of that film, and something I'm still educating myself and seeing a lot of just amazingly talented actors, musicians, writers, and singers that are identify as neurodivergent and somewhere on that LGBTQ plus spectrum as well. So,
And you did, by the way, answer the other question. It was basically, tell me about some of the successes you've had, and then what's one of your favorite?
that was like a success in-house. So we make a lot of in-house projects. That was like the big success in-house project. We also have a lot of other short films that you can see online. We just created one called The Benchwarm Nerds, which I'm super proud of, which is amazing, about three outcasts who get bullied in a school and decide to band together to create a sci-fi epic film. So it's kind of like the beginnings of a Spielberg. You look at all the bullies and where do they grow up to be? And then you look at the outcasts and the quirky kids and the so-called weirdos, and those are the ones who grew up to win Oscars. So it was kind of a film like made for that world and our community. But yeah, a success story outside of Spec Labs. We've seen a few of our students go on to book roles in TV shows and films, and that's been really cool. Seeing Dominique Brown, he was in the first class of our Spec Labs class ever, and he was in that first class in 2015. And I remember when he got the audition for Atypical, when the casting directors reached out to Spectrum Laboratory and asked about what students would be good. They were doing a peer group, and I had a bunch of our students audition. I helped coach them and get ready for the audition. And Dominique booked the part, and it was incredible. And another one of our students, Spencer Hart, booked a part in that peer group. And it was so cool to see them. And all of a sudden, that, now our two of our students are on a Netflix TV show. And then more of our students started booking other parts. A student of ours, Brandon Rodriguez, booked a co-star in a different episode. And then that was kind of the first seeing our students actually like, whoa, they're in a Netflix show. And now there's more success stories like that. Just more students are auditioning, getting the chance to try out for all these amazing films. And that's really cool. Getting more and more contacts with different casting directors, and the casting directors are so great. They really want this to happen. They feel the need as well. And they're reaching out to organizations like Spectrum Laboratory to try to make more authentically casting in their projects. So when I started, that was like, I hope that'll happen. And I'm actually seeing it happen now. So it's really, really amazing to see.
That is so great to hear, seriously. And that must be so fulfilling for you, really, to see all that effort come to fruition and to see so many of your students doing so well. I mean,
Yeah. And learning how to audition and doing great auditions and getting amazing feedback from casting directors, like, oh my God, we love them so much. They just maybe aren't right for this part, but we'll keep them in mind, and just hearing great feedback and getting the casting directors calling back, like, oh, we want to see this person again, when they even remember them from a year ago, like, oh, they came in for this, but we want to bring them in for this. And so it's just, I can see the growth happening. And of course, I'd love to see more bookings of jobs happening, but that's the business, that's the industry. So I keep trying to, tell my students it's a tough business. It's a really hard industry to get into, but you don't give up. If you got a lot of passion and you got a positive attitude, and you just got to keep going for it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, where do you see Spec Labs being 5 years from now?
Well, we're in year nine, which is amazing. And for our 10th year, which is 2025, our big kind of next step is to get a production studio. So right now we're teaching all around Los Angeles and some theaters and a music recording studio in North Hollywood. And we have just different places all throughout Burbank and West LA. And then there's and then West Side over by the Getty Center, we have a location. So we're kind of driving all around, but to get a Spec Lab studio, the Netflix for autism dream of just having a studio where we have a film stage, we have a sound stage, we have a recording studio, a vocal booth, all in one place, and then some nice rooms to teach classes in. That's the dream. And so that's what we're going to be focusing on getting within the next 5 years. Yeah. And
That would be just wonderful. Wow, I would love to see that.
I know that's the big dream since day one. That's been the Spec Lab studio has been really engarged in my brain.
Oh, yeah. Your combined
Our
brain.
collective brain. Yeah.
The one big brain.
Yeah, the Spec Lab's brain. Yeah.
Yeah. So your students, I imagine, generally come from the local area. What about people who live in other areas or even in other states? Can they become involved in any way?
Yeah, the pandemic changed all that. Yeah, we definitely do one-on-one mentorships, which are great on Zoom, whether it's screenwriting works really well, writing scripts works really well over Zoom, learning instruments, or actually even voice acting can work well because our voice acting teacher, Kathy McCauley, who's amazing, can teach people how to build their own studio in their home. And now for voice acting auditions, it's all self-tapes, a lot of acting too, but really voice acting is. You can record yourself at home and send in a nice clean audition. You can audition from anywhere. So the voice acting world is really one of those programs at Spec Labs that is really growing because of that, being able to be in your PJs at home and book a job and do it right out of your home. So we teach a lot of students who want to do that, how to build their own vocal booth in their home. And Kathy's great with that. And we've had a lot of success in there too, getting our students some jobs. And we've worked with this amazing company called Speech Kingdom for a couple of years now. And we've been giving checks and paying out a bunch of our voice acting students to do work for their company, which is Speech Kingdom. It's about teaching in schools, and it's online educational programs that utilizes different speech teaching methods. And it's a really great program. And we've been fortunate enough to work with them for a few years. And Kathy and Garth and the studio have been working on that. My point being, some of our students don't even come into the studio sometimes. They're out of state, or they're out of home, or they need to be home, or maybe they're not feeling that great that day when we record and we're able to get it from home. So yeah, there's quite a few things that we can do online. So I really recommend any parent or any adult, anyone who's a parent of someone on the spectrum, or actually, if you're on the spectrum listening and you want to get involved with Spec Labs, the best thing is to just email us, contact us through the website at speclabs.org, and reach out and tell us about what your passion is, like what you're interested in, and how you want to grow in that field. And we can usually try to find a mentor who works and specializes in that area. And that can be done on Zoom. Don't even have to come out to LA.
Well, that's great because it's nice to know that somebody on the other side of the country can be involved and can benefit from what you're offering. And you kind of jumped ahead and you already answered one of my other questions, which which was going to be, how can our listeners find out more? If you want to repeat that, by the way, and maybe spell it out to make sure
Yeah,
that
sure.
they can.
Check out our website at speclabs.org, speclabs.org, speclabs.org. We're on Instagram at spectrum_laboratory. Find us on Facebook at Spectrum Laboratory. So, yep, we're on those socials, and a website is a great resource.
All right, so one way or another, people can find you.
Yes, just look up Spectrum Laboratory in Google. You'll see us. We got a big rainbowy, a magical mystery tour inspired logo.
Okay.
You'll find us. The colors of the rainbow. Yeah.
All right. So at this point, is there anything else that we haven't touched on about Spectrum Labs that you want to mention?
I always love to plug that we scholarship a bunch of our students, and that if you want to donate, you can do that as well on the website at speclabs.org. And you can always put in your donation if you want to scholarship a student, and then we do a little thank you from the student to those who scholarship. And so yeah, as a nonprofit, we're always looking to fundraise. But also, if anybody out there has any ideas about a studio or production space on how to help us build our dream space, we're in process of looking for that. And if you just want to be an artist and get involved, I touched on that. Like, love to, we meet everybody at every ability, and we have all different types of people. And you don't only have to be autistic, neurodivergent. We have many people of all different types of walks of life. We have people who have Down syndrome and cerebral palsy and ADHD, everything out there. We're a Spectrum Laboratory. That means the wide, broad spectrum of life of all different types of people. And even if you don't have a diagnosis of anything, you just want to be in the band and rock out with us, anybody can join. We're a very inclusive environment. We have a lot of students who aren't autistic or neurodivergent who just want to jam out and be a part of what we do. And if there's any volunteers out there who want to jump in and hang out, just reach out.
I love it. So you serve the human spectrum, and I like to refer to that a lot of a
The
lot
more
of.
and more we do this, we're just kind of like, we just all like hanging out. And if you're an awesome person and positive attitude and a like-minded individual, there's a place for you at Spec Labs. We don't really kind of limit or put any labels or any of that. It's even in classes, there's a lot of times there's not a real big student teacher kind of situation happening. We all kind of work as a team in our film program. We shoot films like you would on set. We set it up like you're going on set. And the bands, like everybody is playing together. And we don't do classroom style teaching. It's very collaborative, team working. And that's how we really like to run our program, because we want to be a production studio. So we want all of our students slash artists working on our projects. And so the classroom educational aspect is really to train to do that, to work on our projects, or when we get clients hitting us up for logos for their business or whatever it may be, we have a bunch of different artists who can design and try to get some work and express themselves and let their voices and art be heard.
And it's great to also know, as you were mentioning earlier, that there are scholarships available, so income doesn't have to be a barrier in terms of participation. And also, I know in California, where you're located physically, you work with the regional center system and self-determination.
We work with self-determination.
Yeah, yeah, self-determination.
We're not vendored through the regional center, but if anybody is working with self-determination, yes, we love what self-determination has done for our students, for our families. And it's been amazing. So all of our programs, anything we do, we can work through self-determination.
Yeah. And also, who knows, maybe even other states people might be able to access in similar ways.
Yeah. So we just got a student from Oregon who's working with self-determination. So hopefully it's going to pick up elsewhere and we'll be able to just reach out and help a lot of people. I'm outside of LA. I do have to say my favorite part is the community in Los Angeles and doing the live events and the shows. And if you are out of state, like if you check out our website and see we're doing a show, come and hang out. And I know it's tough to drive and fly and it's expensive and I get it. But if you have that opportunity, the social friendship building part of what we do is probably one of my favorite things, just seeing the friendships forming and the community that's building. And after class, our students going out bowling or getting pizza and hanging out. And that's been one of the most fun, surprising things through Spectrum Laboratory over the years. That's really warmed my heart more so than some of the creative projects. Those are always really fun. But seeing the friendship and social community that is happening and is growing it's amazing.
Well, it sounds amazing. And I just want to thank you so much, Jason, for your time and for sharing your story with us today.
Yeah, you got it. And I love having Lauren, your son, at Spectrum Laboratory. He's in our voice acting program and he's doing amazing. So it's wonderful having Lauren as part of Spec Labs. And thank you for having me today. It's been a pleasure.
Well, you're welcome back anytime. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the podcast. You can find it on Apple iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other popular platforms. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And you can always access us and other great resources on our website, autismresourcepodcast.com. I want to thank our listeners for spending part of their day with us. This is the Autism Resource Podcast, and I'm Gilda Evans, reminding you to take care of yourself and that special person in your life.